Well, how about a better place to spend a Saturday night than at the movies? Segue very badly as that may be to our guest at this time, Garth Wiley from Event Cinemas. Good morning, Garth.
Morning, great to be here. Yes, a perfect place to spend on a Saturday night, isn't it?
Or any other day as well, really.
True.
Look, some big films.
Yes.
Let's start with one that has interesting promotion around it. A lot of places around the world saw balloons just appear from drains,
yes,
didn't they?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, look, It, which is the which was originally the novel from Stephen King, which has been terrorising readers for many a decade, has made it back to the big screen again.
It's one of those films, it disturbs me on a deeper level. I don't know.
I just don't go near these particular films because, you know, the idea of being, you know, frightened and scared, I get that some people really love it, but it's not my type of thing. The storyline is set around a town called Derry in Maine, where a group of youngsters are terrorised by a clown known as Pennywise. And so, look, you're probably going to see in cinemas everywhere across the next week or so yellow jackets of children walking through cinemas. You're going to see red balloons coming up from anywhere. And keep an eye out, because I know that there's a number of locations around the Hunter in particular that are holding a fright night.
Oh, dear. Let's have a look at It.
When you're alone as a kid, the monsters see you as weaker. You don't even know they're getting closer until it's too late.
My grandfather thinks this town is cursed, that all the bad things that happen in this town are because of one thing, an evil thing.
Look, I love a good horror movie. That's just one of my things. I will go and see a horror movie.
There's something wrong with a clown being the scare factor attached to it. And I think it was this book, really, that brought around that creepiness around clowns. So.
I saw American Made at Katara the other week, and while I was there, they had the 5-minute trailer version of this on. And if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. And it's just disturbing.
It is.
And not a lot happens in that, but you could just see it just...
And I think that's what the filmmakers do. They leave it up to the imagination. So the human mind is an amazing thing and will probably scare you more than what's actually on screen.
And, of course, Garth's team at the moment are just hurriedly blowing up red balloons.
Yeah. They're going to be for me when I get back.
Yeah, so, guys, if you've got us on the background, then 200 is the number that Garth said, and he will be counting them individually.
As I come through the door.
Alrighty, let's talk about the other film this week.
Yeah, look, another huge film this week. This one's been released as a local film, and we've talked about this before. Yeah. We had the specialised trailer released last week, and I believe, is it releasing today, this film?
Look, it's just dropped right now.
It has, right. That's right, Facebook and YouTube, I think, or it's exclusive at the moment?
Well, we are on the morning show page of 2NURFM.com, so you can have a look there, or if you follow 2NURFM on Facebook, have a look. It is the Newcastle 500 World Lap Attempt. Garth, this week you're going to read the notes, aren't you?
Well, yes, I will. And I'll tell you what the synopsis is. 2NURFM sends Mark Rourke out to attempt to break the yet unestablished world record lap time on the Newcastle 500 track. He does a fantastic job of that. And however, he does encounter a few problems along the way, such as roadworks, getting lost, going for coffee pickups, awaiting the media pack at the end, right here in the studios. And I noticed when I watched the film, a huge contingent of media here in this very studio
Sitting right now,
I know. Look, Kev Kellaway does a marvellous job. The dulcet tones of Kev Kellaway narrating and a special cameo appearance in the film, known as Grouchy Couch, Crouchy as well. I get that wrong every week.
You do, yeah. Poor Ian in the newsroom. He yells at his people. He yells at his people in this movie.
And, of course, Jessica Rouse as well. She agrees to be Mark's co-driver in this. Look, this is a hilarious, raucous attempt around the track. And, look, I don't know if 20 minutes is a world record attempt, but it's...
Well, the pair of us now hold the world official lap time.
And are you okay with being a co-holder of the world record time?
Any chance to get a world record, I'll take it.
Okay, you'll take it. Good.
Look, head to the 2NURFM Facebook page this morning. Have a look and make a very nice comment, if you will. And who knows, I still think, Garth, that the next time that we have to come along and do a movie premiere, this could actually be an opener for you.
I think it should be the opening piece. And we should also mention Riley Taylor in there as well, the triple threat cameraman, editor and backseat driver. I saw him sneak in there as well.
He did.
Ignore this man, I think it said.
Alrighty, there's a couple of great films. Thank you, Garth, for your effort this week.
Always a pleasure, thank you.
And actually watching our film and having a laugh as well.
I got through it.